Junior National Heavy out on the circuit now for their final. Just Dramas with a couple of carts getting out on to the track. Certainly the 61 of Corey Donnelly hasn't come across the start-finish line as yet. But it's Chris Cooper in the 94. The 47 of Jacob Armstrong. Then it's the 29 of Brock Harris. Jack McCoy in the 91. Jamie Lee Scorgie in the 18. Macaulay Allen in the 96. Mark Wilson in the 39. And Joel Townsend in the 71. So it looks like we're going to have a start next time by the P platers, Josh Matthews, Matthew Hansen, and Casper Kenworthy. So about to go and start this heat number, this final here in the eighth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Canberra Kart Shed for karts, parts and engines. It is Junior National Heavy Final. In good position of racing, Donnelly gets the jump off the start and holds the lead into turn number one. Shuffled well back was Cooper off the start. He's fallen back almost to the second last position on the circuit as they work their way up the back straight now. It's Donnelly who leads the way. Cooper will be disappointed that after starting out of position number two. It's Donnelly out in front as the 47 of Armstrong sits in second position now. Then it's back to the 91 of Jack McCoy. Scorgie is the next cart through. So it's all on the final here in this eighth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And at the moment, it's Donnelly who heads up the back straight as the race leader on the circuit. It's Armstrong in the 47, then it's McCoy in the 91, Scorgie in the 18, Harris in the 29, Wilson, Allen, Cooper, Townsend, Matthews and Hansen are the running order. So across the line again, and Donnelly leads McCoy now, who's made the pass on Armstrong. Scorgie sits back there in fourth position, as Scorgie now just tucks the back number plate up under the bumper bar of Jacob Armstrong as he tries to get a run and heads up the back straight. Armstrong holds the position as Donnelly leads the way. Donnelly now with McCoy in second position. McCoy in the 91. Then it's Armstrong. Back there is Scorgie. They work through the S's once again. It's Donnelly, McCoy, then Armstrong. Scorgie still looking to make a move now up the inside as they head up the back straight. And Scorgie will take third position. So it's a gap now between Scorgie and the leader, Jack McCoy, of almost 1 second. Donnelly in the 61 at the front of the field. Back then to the 91 of McCoy, who sits 1.3 seconds, in fact, ahead of Jamie Lee Scorgie. Armstrong, then it's Allen, Cooper, Harris, Wilson, and Townsend, with Matthews and Hansen behind him. Matthew Hansen doing a good job in closing up the gap between himself and Josh Matthews. He started a long way behind, but as the leaders come across the line to complete lap number five, it's Donnelly, Jack McCoy, Scorgie, then it's back to Macaulay Allen, who's made the pass now on Jacob Armstrong. And Armstrong's lost another position to Chris Cooper as they went through Revolution Race Gear turn number one that time. So Scorgie about to have some pressure applied on the back bumper of the 18 cart by the 96 and Macaulay Allen. Now Macaulay Allen and Scorgie are heat race winners. It's then Donnelly who won heat number three. And in fact, Donnelly leading here in the final. McCoy, Scorgie, now Allen trying to make a move as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight. Scorgie has got a move here on Allen, and Allen up into third spot. Macaulay Allen sits there in third now, with Scorgie shuffled back to fourth. Leader is Corey Donnelly. Jack McCoy sits in second position. Then it's back to Allen, Scorgie, Cooper, Armstrong, Harris, Wilson. Further back then to Townsend, Matthews and Hansen rounds out the field. So as Donnelly leads the way now. Here's pulling well out in front of Jack McCoy. McCoy is 2 seconds ahead of Macaulay Allen. As the leaders are coming up onto the back markers now of Matthews and Hansen. So Hansen getting past Matthews. Matthews about to go a lap down. As Donnelly moves to the outside of the racetrack. Now McCoy goes up the inside as they work their way around the top turns. Scorgie trying to use these back markers to close up that gap, but Cooper is right on her back bumper now. So, oh, three wide, and it's the 96 of Allen who comes off the worst for wear as they got past the back marker. They almost tried to go four wide there with the white flag out. And Scorgie back up to third position. Donnelly now is your race leader. Donnelly in the 61. McCoy in the 91. Scorgie in the 18. Allen in the 96. Cooper in the 94. Corey Donnelly well out in front. But Donnelly to come across the line and get the checkered flag. McCoy. Then it's Scorgie. Allen. Cooper, Armstrong, Harris. Then it's back to Townsend in the 71 card, the next card on the leader's lap. No, Wilson getting ahead of Townsend on the last lap. Good work there by Mark Wilson. Hansen and Matthews rounds out the running order. They were both one lap down. So Junior National Heavy in the books here in the 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. It's the Cadets up next.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner. Or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Lucas Lichtenberger will start from the pole here in the cadets final. Lichtenberger has had a good day out with three wins from three starts. Finley Allen starts out of position number two in cart number two. Then it's row two, the 16 of Jaden Boulding and the 55 of Cameron Ward. Row three, the 75 of Rowan Fripp and the 7 of Taylor Harness. Row four is the 10 of Josh Haynes and the 83 of Christoph Wischkus. Then it's row five, the 21P of Daniel Ward and the 13P of Anthony Loss with the 23P of Mia Bolton. Rao starting at the back of the field. So I don't think we'll get a start this time, although Mia Bolton at the back of the field. No, it's not Mia Bolton at the back of the field there, but they've gone racing anyway as Finley Allen gets the jump and Allen leads from Lichtenberger. It's Josh Hayes in the 10 cart that just can't get up to speed at all as they work their way around through the S's. Allen under plenty of pressure. Even from the 59 card of Lichtenberger. Lichtenberger is about to make a move up the inside. And Lichtenberger and Allen enter the top turn side by side. Lichtenberger goes out wide and Allen makes the crossover move coming off the top turns. So Allen in the 28 card continues to lead here on lap number one. Lichtenberger has plenty of speed heading up the back straight, this time going into turn number one. He gets his nose up the inside of Allen through Revolution Race Gear and will lead them now through the S's. Allen quick out of the S's, gets into the back of Lichtenberger. There's no mucking around here, these guys are playing for keeps as Hayes has just pulled off the circuit and that'll be frustrating for him after he just could not get that cart up to speed at all here in the final. So Lichtenberger is your race leader from Allen. Then it's back to Cameron Ward in the 55, who's got pressure being applied now by the 16 of Jaden Boulding. Boulding sits back there in fourth place. Then it's Fripp Harness. Further back to Lofts. In fact, it's Daniel Ward now in the 21 that's come up through the field. Lofts now and Mia Bolton with the 83 of Christoph Wischkus, who is the final card through. So the leaders now, Lichtenberg leading the way in the 59 card. He comes across the line with a gap of 0.319 of a second. It was 0.2 a lap ago, but Finley Allen has been shuffled back to third now as Cameron Ward has made the pass on him in the 55 card, and Cameron Ward now is looking like he is going to be the challenger to Lucas Lichtenberg in this middle part of the race. Lichtenberg with three wins, Ward with a fifth, a seventh, and a second. Well, he tracked right at the third heat, getting up into second place. He's now comfortably into second place here in the final. Allen is back there in third. He's starting to get some pressure applied to his back bumper by the 16 card, as Allen also at the same time tries to get himself back into second position with Cameron Ward in the 55, just not quite able to break the toe from Finley Allen. So around the top of the circuit once again, race leader is still Lucas Lichtenberg, but about to come up onto some back markers. First of the back markers was Mia Bolton, then it was Christoph Lewitchen, and oh, upside down goes Finley Allen. He's lost the left-hand front wheel of the cart, and he is... So red flags going out, waiting for the call here. So the red flags out on the circuit now. No, still no movement there. So the red flag's out now. Finlay Allen, certainly just coming off the worst for wear. It was Littenberg. It was Lucas Littenberg who got sideways coming up on the back marker there. And, well, unfortunately for the youngster in the 28 cart, Finlay Allen, he just got flipped up over as he took the front wheel off the cart. So he's down there getting some treatment. And hopefully he will be all right. This is the 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed for karts, parts and engines. Karts back out onto the circuit now for a single file restart here. So they'll start on the green next time by, as we have 5 laps remaining here in this cadets final. Finlay Allen with the first aid officers now. So it'll be Lucas Lichtenberg who will start at the head of the field. Get set for a start now. All in single file. Should be an interesting race to the finish. As we're away and racing, Littenberg brings them back to green. Behind him is the 55 of Cameron Ward. Littenberg, Ward up into, runs up the ripple strip through the right-hander. That could be costly as Boulding will try to make the move now. Fripp is moving up through the field as well. So as Littenberg, Ward, Boulding, Fripp, Harness, then it's back to Daniel Ward, Lofts, Bolton and Oishkiss at the tail end of the field. 4 laps remaining as they come across the stripe. Littenberg is your race leader from Ward. Ward working his way up into second position now and doing a good job trying to get himself close enough to make a move on Lucas Littenberg. Cameron Ward back there in second, Boulding in third, Fripp in fourth, then it's Harness, Lofts, Daniel Ward, Mia Bolton, and Christoph Wischkes. So the gap across the line that time, 0.19 of a second, but Ward just running ripple strips, running wide through the S's, which is costing him dearly, and then running wide out of the S's as well. So Littenberg able to open up his advantage at the front of the field. Ward, Boulding back there in second and third, Fripp, Harness, Lofts, then it's Daniel Ward, and now Wischkes is ahead of Mia Bolton. So wipe, 2 laps remaining now. As Littenberg across the line, he opens up his gap to 0.364 of a second. Ward, better line through the S's that time. That will give him some momentum. But has he perhaps given up too much of a start to the 59 card of Littenberg, who is leading? Ward, Boulding, Fripp is the front-running pack. And Fripp now trying to make the move on Boulding. Boulding holds him at bay. Ward now closing in on Littenberg as the white flag is out. A real battle to the checkered flag now. The gap between first and second, 0.2 of a second. Then it's back to Boulding, who's got Fripp right on his back bumper. That's the last spot on the podium that they're fighting for. As they work their way through the dip and up the back straight, it is still Littenberg who leads the way. Ward looking to close in on him now as they come off the top turn. It's Lippenberg who looks like he will clean sweep the day with a win in the final as he comes through the pit turn now. Lippenberg takes the victory. Ward home in second. Boulding holds on for third. Fripp's behind him. Then it's Harness. Lofts. Daniel Ward will be the next cart through. Or should be the next cart through. And then it'll be Christoph Wishkiss and Mia Bolton. As we wait now for the P21 to come across the start-finish line. Christoph Wishkiss and Mia Bolton, the final two runners on the circuit. So the cadets, well, they certainly had an interesting final. It's now in the book. And Mia Bolton getting past Christoph Wishkiss on that last lap. So great run there for Mia Bolton. We'll look forward to seeing the cadets out here at our next meeting coming up here at the Canberra Kartway on the 16th of September. This is the 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Canberra Kart Shed for karts, parts and engines.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in Restricted Sportsman, as it'll be Scott Nielsen who starts from the pole. Nielsen, with two wins and a second place, gets himself that front row seat. Harrison Knight starts out of position two in the 42 cart. Row two, Adrian Hogan in the 7 cart and the 47 of Benjamin Forbes. Row three is the 8 of Paul McCabe and the 9 of Matthew Villery. Row 4, the 23 of Jonathan Dawson and the 44 of Jeffrey Bell. Row 5, the 84 of Daniel Mapstone and the 75 of Daniel Smith. Row 6, Danny Jarks and Mark Curry and Matthew Maloney will round out the running order. A good start on the outside of the front row for Harrison Knight, who leads the way into Revolution Race gear. Turn number one, stacks on the mill. Valeri sideways, so is Smith. And also pointing the wrong way is that 43 card of Danny Jarks. He'll be frustrated with that, as he was looking the best of the P-platers and now has given away half a lap here at the back of the field. So at the front of the field now, it's Knight who's got past Nielsen. So Harrison Knight, winner of heat number two, looks like he's in front, but Hogan is coming after him in the 7 card. So Nielsen back to third now. He's had good pace in that card, but he's got Benjamin Forbes right on his back bumper, whilst Harrison Knight and Adrian Hogan work their way at the front of the field. Hogan looking to the inside of Knight now as they head up the back straight. Knight gets himself wide. He succumbed to the pressure of Hogan that time, and it's Hogan in the 7 card that leads the way as they work their way across the start finish line to complete lap number 2. It's Hogan, Knight, Nielsen, Forbes, Mapstone, Bell, McCabe, Dawson, Curry, Maloney, Smith. Then we go back to Valeri and Jarks rounding out the running order. So Adrian Hogan, 0.2 of a second advantage over Harrison Knight. His last lap of 34.7. That was the fastest lap of any... No, 34.6 for Daniel Mapstone was the fastest lap of the race. He sits back in fifth position. So Hogan trying to make the most of the clear track in front of him. Knight sits there in second, 0.4 of a second behind. Here comes Forbes right up onto the back of Nielsen that time, coming out of the S's and works his way up onto the back straight, but checking his run when he got onto Nelson's back bumper cost him a bit of momentum going up the back straight, and he was unable to try and make the pass around the top turns. So Hogan, 3 laps in the book now, down to 8 laps to run as he clicks off lap number 4 and is pulling away. Adrian Hogan with a 0.7 of a second advantage. Scott Nielsen is starting to panic a bit. He's jumping in the seat looking for a way to get past Harrison Knight. Knight runs wide again at the top of the circuit. That opens the door for both Nielsen and Benjamin Forbes to go through. So Knight would be very frustrated that he's made the same error and that has cost him 3 positions on the racetrack, with Daniel Mapstone now in the 84 car closing right up onto his back bumper as well. And Knight could find himself shuffled back as far as 5th after being an early race leader. Hogan out in front by 1 second over Scott Nielsen. Forbes and Knight. Mapstone making the move on him but not able to complete the pass around the top turns. So Adrian Hogan in the 7 card. He'll soon be moving up into the ranks of the sportsmanlike category, as his brother Robert has done this meeting into the heavies. And he'll want to finish this one on a high. Adrian Hogan leading the way from Scott Nielsen now. Nielsen's last lap a 34.0. Hogan's last lap a 33.90. So Hogan definitely with the speed at the moment. Nielsen trying to do whatever he can to breach the gap and to get himself back into a position and a battle for the front row, for the top step of the podium. Forbes now back there in third place has got Knight starting to make moves on the back of him again. Knight has managed to withstand the charge from Mapstone, which seems to be flagging now as his cart isn't showing the pace to perform. But oh, Knight spins it at the top entry to the top turns, and Mapstone now will find himself up into fourth. In fact, that wasn't Knight, that was Forbes who's had that off. So Mapstone grabs the podium position up the inside of Knight that time, going into Revolution Race Gear Turn number 1. Forbes has dropped back 3 spots and now finds himself in 6th position, right behind Jeffrey Bell in the 44 cart, and behind him is Jonathan Dawson in the 23. So then it's Curry, McCabe, Valeri rounding out the rest of the runners. Maloney, Jarks and Danny Smith appears to be off the circuit. So the race leader is still the 7 card of Adrian Hogan. He's out to a 1.4 second lead and coming up onto the back marker of Danny Jarks, who gets well out of the way as he gets the blue flag first time by. He moved a long way off the circuit and still hasn't seen the leader go by. Hogan now catching up to Jarks. He'll catch him right through the pit turns. He doesn't need to panic here. Blue flags are out, and Jarks just holds his line and allows the leader to go past. Adrian Hogan now with a 1.5 second advantage, and that's even after he has lapped the 43 card of Danny Jarks. So as the leader comes up over the rise, it's Scott Nielsen, your race leader. As he works around the circuit, Hogan, Nielsen, Knight back up to third. This battle between Mapstone and Knight has been a great one, as the white flag is out now. Hogan leading the way. Nielsen still 2 seconds behind now, but the battle is for third. Knight and Mapstone, nose to tail through the S's. Mapstone just got checked as he ran out of the right-hander, and that has cost him dearly now as he heads up the back straight. The checkered flag at the ready, and Adrian Hogan is looking to take the victory. Hogan takes the win. Nielsen comes home in second place. Third place will go to Knight, who in the end has a comfortable gap between him over Daniel Mapstone. Benjamin Forbes, Jonathan Dawson, Jeffrey Bell, Paul McCabe, the next card across the line with Mark Curry, Valeri and Matthew Malone, the last cart on the leader's lap. 26 has to still go through to complete his lap, and he gets waved through now as the leaders head to the pit lane, and a very happy Adrian Hogan with the victory there ahead of Scott Nielsen and Harrison Knight. This is the 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed for spare parts, accessories, tyres, carts, cart setup, repairs, engines. They even do engine rebuilding and have a dyno facility. Brett Staples, give them a call on 0438 303 224. That's cartshed.com.au. Up next, it's Junior National Light.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Every second Wednesday of the month, join us at the Canberra Kart Racing Clubhouse for our monthly club meeting. Get involved and support the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Have your say in what you want from your club. The Canberra Kart Racing Club, meeting here every second Wednesday night of each month. Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Now, there's a problem with one of the karts out there, the 33 of Hamish Gabbity. I'll try to get... Oh, now another kart stopping on the circuit. That looks like the John Kemp cart. Not sure if they're going to be able to get both of those still up and running. They're trying to get the 33 fired up again. It pulls away now. And it looks like the 34 of Kemp will try to get away as well. So probably another lap away from a start here in the Junior National Light. So, looking at the starting order, it's Glenn Omerod, Josh Fife, Cody Boulding, Lachlan Chancellor. That's your front four. The rest, all P-platers here in a big field. It's English Gavity, Samuel McPherson, William Fletcher, Hugh Douglas, Nathan Burton, John Kemp and Hamish Gabbity. And it looks like it will be Kemp off the circuit now and unable to get a start here in this final for Junior National Light. 10 laps the distance. Imoron on the pole has had a third, a second, and a win. Fife, who starts on the outside of the front row, had a second, a first, and a third. Lachlan Chancellor, who starts fourth, was the only other winner in the field. Three different winners from the first three races. Will we have a different winner here in the final? Away and racing off the circuit, the 36, Samuel McPherson, has dropped the field well off in the middle of the pack. Working away, Omerod is your race leader, then it's back to Fife. Up there next is Chancellor, who's got Boulding right behind him. Then it's the 68 of Angus Gabbity. Gabbity's then followed by the 89 of Fletcher. Behind them, McPherson, Douglas, and then it's Hamish Gabbity. And I think Nathan Burton rounds out the running as they come through to complete lap number one. It is the 11 of Glenn Omerod, who leads the way from the 70 of Fife, who just tries to go up the inside there. Chancellor didn't quite make the check back, but they all concertina together, and in fact, three carts, Fife, then it was Chancellor, and also Boulding just went crashing into each other and managed to somehow not spin each other out. As the leader works around the top of the circuit, it is still race leader Glenn Omerod. Omerod, Fife, Chancellor, Boulding is the running order as they head down into the pit turn once again, and Chancellor is chomping at the bit, trying to get himself up into second position, but Fife is controlling the race in second position as he knows he doesn't at the moment have anything for Glenn Omerod, your race leader. Omerod skipping away at the front of the field to three cart lengths, his advantage. Behind him, Fife is withstanding the charge from Chancellor and Boulding, who are nose to tail and just looking for the opportunity here to make the pass. As the leader heads through the pit turn once again, it is still Omerod who goes for the carburetor mixing screws now. He's seen something on the dashboard there that he needs to improve in the performance of that engine. And as he comes out of the S's now, he's opened his gap to four cart lengths. But as he was going down the front straight, it looked like Fife had been able to close it up to almost a quarter of a cart length. Omerod, certainly very good through the S's, and that's where he's able to open up a handy buffer. As they head through the pit turn, once again, it's Omerod, Fife, then Chancellor, Boulding just dropping off the back of this battle for three. As they head through the S's, Omerod, very good. The Wollongong Car Club entry with the CRG Race Centre sponsorship. Omerod leading the way as they come onto the back markers now, making their way up through the traffic. First cart to go a lap down was in fact the Nathan Burton cart. So he now a lap down on the field as the leader, Omerod, continues at the front. Rookies final coming up after open performance, but at the moment it's Junior National Light and Omerod just starting to skip away from Fife and Chancellor. Boulding now really lost touch with the front three, and Chancellor looks to be the most racy of the three in the pack. He's got the second fastest lap of the race. Omerod with a 37.061 is the fastest lap of the race so far. As Fife makes the move up the inside of Omerod now, going into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. So Fife has made the move and takes the front spot. All three drivers at the front of the field have run races today. Fife winning race number two. Omerod won race three. He tries to fight back at the top of the circuit. And Lachlan Chancellor, he took the victory in heat number one. They work their way down with three laps left to run. And Fife in the 70 cart leads the way. Now traffic ahead. It's William Fletcher in the 89 who they'll be coming up on first. And then it's the 33 of Hamish Gabbity. So as they line up, Fife has that 2 cart length advantage. Here comes Chancellor up the inside, but can't make the pass on Omerod, who's now sits in second. They close up again as the blue flags are out. Good work by the back marker in Fletcher, keeping well out of this battle for the lead as it comes down to 2 laps remaining. Fife leads, Omerod second, Chancellor in third. Fife in the 70 cart. Now we'll have to deal with Hamish Gabbity. Blue flags are out. And Gabbity, which way will he go? He stays on line 5. He thinks about it once, twice. He's now going up the inside. Following him through was Omerod. Chancellor trying to go around the outside. Now Chancellor, he gets Bork coming off the top turn. And it's a battle in 2 as they're into more traffic now. This is Hugh Douglas in 5. Gets through easily. Omerod, though, closes up the gap. And Chancellor, through the second back marker, was able to close up the gap he lost previously. White flag is out. Final lap, and Fife leads the way from Omerod. Then it's back to Chancellor. Chancellor, they've got back markers again. Chancellor goes to the outside. No, dives to the inside at the last moment as they work their way around the top of the circuit. It's Fife, Omerod, and Chancellor. They head down the pit straight. Fife protects that inside line. He heads through the pit turn for the final time. And Fife will take the victory. Omerod in second and Chancellor home there in third. Some great racing. Balding comes home in fourth position. And then a great drive from Angus Gabbity, who will come home in fourth position, the first of the P-platers home. And Samuel McPherson in the 36 cart will be the only cart on the leader's lap. So, great racing there in the 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed, and Josh Fife taking the victory in Junior National Light. Open performance is up next.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sunday's Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0499 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Thanks.
The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
If you're missing an EVS neck brace off it's got to be a cadet or a rookie. An EVS neck brace off a cadet or a rookie, please come to the control tower. We've had one handed in. An EVS neck brace. Please come to the control tower if you're missing one. As we get set for open performance, the final. And it will be Off the pole, Brett Staples in the four cart. The eight, Jake Lambie. Well, his DNF, he broke that kingpin in heat number three. Then it's Mark Townsend, Steve Martin and Martin Valeri as they get set for a start. Away and racing, and it's Lambie who gets the jump. Staples tries to go back up the inside of him, throws it sideways through Revolution Race Gear, turn number one. Then it's back to the 13 of Townsend. Martin and Villery is back there in fifth position. So Townsend looking to the inside of Staples, can't quite make the pass as they head around the top of the circuit to complete lap number one. Lambie in the S&P Securities car leads the way. Lambie, who won heat number one, second in heat two, and then a DNF, as I mentioned, breaking that kingpin in heat number three. So Lambie from the four cart of Staples. Then it's back to Townsend. So S&P Security, cart number eight, Jake Lambie leads the four cart. The Canberra cart shared entry of Brett Staples. Then it's Mark Townsend, Martin and Valeri. Lambie continues to lead the way. But in fact, the fastest lap of the race at the moment sits with Brett Staples, a 31.477 to a 31.671 for race leader Jake Lambie. So Lambie, after having a handy buffer of about 0.4 seconds, is finding it cut down now, and it's down 2.28 of a second as they come across the line. Even shorter this time, it's a 167.167 this time across the line between first and second, although Lambie looks like he's able to extend his advantage as they go through the S's and up and around the top of the circuit. So Lambie and Staples battling it out for the win. Just dropping off the back of that battle is Mark Townsend, but he's got a huge gap between himself and Steve Martin, with Martin Valeri. Villery back there in fifth spot. They're having a good dice of their own. But it's Lambie now who is really making the running. In fact, Staples starting to drop back into the clutches of the 13 cart of Mark Townsend. So as they all settle themselves out at the front of the field, really it's still a three-way battle as across the line the gap, 0.3 of a second. So the gap healthy for Lambie at the moment. No one battling him on the back bumper right now. So he can drive his lines, he can work through the dip up onto the back straight and really set himself up for this run to the finish. At half race distance this time by, and it's Lambie, Staples and Townsend well out in front. Oh, Townsend just jumping through on the ripple strip that time, and that has lost him over a second. Then he's going through the pit turn. He has ran up on the ripple strip, he got the cart airborne, and so that is a costly mistake. But these carts, the Open Performance 125 carts, have certainly got the ability to make up ground very quickly. And of course, with the gear changes and everything else going on, you've got plenty of opportunity to stuff up as well. Lambie in the S&P Security cart number 8, leading the way here in the final of Open Performance. Staples closing in on him, but that gap still sitting at about 2.5 cart lengths. Gap at the start-finish line last time was 0.24. Townsend back there, he is 1.6 seconds back now, so he's really lost the toe and will be doing it tough to try and improve his position of third. Villery is up past Martin now. So that battle looks like it's been rectified in favour of the number 10. Arrow cart of Martin Villery. Race leader heading around the top of the circuit, and it is Still Jake Lambie, who leads the way with three laps left to go this time by. It's Lambie who has got, had a 0.284 second gap the previous lap, this time a 2.92 second gap. So Staples will be starting to think about what he can do or what he hopes to be able to do in the remaining 2.5 laps of this race, because Staples is certainly struggling now. His lap time's not quite as fast as Lambie's. In fact, Lambie with the fastest lap of the race, a 31.269, as they come across the line, the gap visually looks to be increasing. It has done by 0.1 of a second. So under two laps now as they head through the S's, and it's Lambie who looks like he is going to take the prize in open performance here today. The eighth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. And they work down the pit straight once again as they head through the pit turn. White flag is out, and it is race leader Jake Lambie who heads through the S's and up over the rise. Lambie in control of this one. Staples trying his best to close that gap, but unable to do so at the moment. It's Lambie from Staples. Townsend back there in third, Villery in fourth. And as they come to the checkered flag, Lambie takes the victory. Staples home in second, Townsend third, Villery and Martin round out the running order here in the open performance final, proudly brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed here in the eighth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. The rookies are up next. Just a reminder that if you've lost an EVS neck brace, one has been handed in. It was lost around near the canteen. If you're looking for your EVS neck brace, then it is up here in the control tower.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Away in racing here in the rookies final. Off the start, Civitieri gets the jump, works his way through the S's for the first time. Wishkiss is in second position, then it's Johnson. Chancellor and Granger is the race order here as they work their way up the back straight. Civitieri, who won heats 1 and 2, finished in second in heat number 3, to Anthony Wishkiss. So it'll be interesting to see if Wishkiss can make much of an impression on Civitieri now that he's got clean track ahead of him. Wishkiss working through while just getting the back end out on that cut, going through the right hander. That'll cost him a little bit of time and ground, as they work up the back straight. Johnson in third position. Then it's back to Chancellor and Granger rounding out the running order. So the rookies around the top of the circuit. Race leader, Sean Chibuteri, certainly given a tough run in that third heat today, but at the moment, just as the track cooling off here in the afternoon, it is looking like Chibuteri is back under control. Anthony Wishkist from the Northern Shore Karting Club in the Wishkist Proprietary Limited Tony Kart sits in second position behind Orion Johnson in his Arrow. And then this good little battle going on between Taylor Chancellor and William Granger. Granger now really starting to pick up his pace and has been improving right throughout the day. As the leaders click off lap number 3, and it's still Chibuteri 1 second ahead of Wishkus, who's got a second advantage over Ryan Johnson. Granger through the right-hander, doing it very well, closing up again on Taylor Chancellor. Chancellor going for the mixture screw on the engine, and that will open the door almost for Granger to try and make the pass. Chibuteri out in front of the field. Looks like he's extended his advantage once again. It was 1 second. Across the line this time, it's 1.6 seconds. His last lap, a 38 even to Wishkiss's 38.6. So Sean Chibuteri putting in some great laps now, just trying to break the morale of Wishkiss and Johnson, who run in second and third behind him. Great driving today from the rookies. Seen some interesting battles throughout that day, and none better than in heat number 3 between Wishkiss and Chibuteri. But at the moment, Chibuteri has got control of this race out in front. A 37.9 for Chibuteri up against Wishkiss with a 38.8. So Wishkiss really starting to drop off the pace now, and in fact Johnson will be starting to see that number plate getting larger and larger in front of him on the back of the 83 card of Anthony Wishkiss, and that will be driving him and spurring him on to try and grab second place away from the 83 card. So all the while, Chibuteri, with four laps left to run, across the line once again, a 38.0. Wishkiss now a 38.7, so Johnson taking another 0.1 of a second off him. The gap down to 0.7 of a second. So Johnson will be getting spurred on here. Chancellor and Granger continuing their battle, but Chancellor just starting to pull away from Granger now and extending her advantage there as they head up the back straight. So Chibuteri through the pit turn once again. He comes across the line, another 38.3 that time, so he understands he's got this race under control. Wishkiss a 38.6 and Johnson a 38.5. So Johnson is really taking the bit between his teeth here. Still the gap between Wishkiss and Johnson, 0.6 of a second. But he's got Wishkiss concern now. Wishkiss looking over his shoulder, looking back. That's a sign you like to see when you're chasing someone down, looking at them, trying to work out where you are on the racetrack. If they're worrying about what you're doing behind them, you're obviously starting to win that psychological battle. And Chibuteri, a 38.3. Wishkiss, a 38.5. Johnson, a 38.4. The gap down to 0.5 of a second. It's now, as they come through the dip and up onto the back straight, down to about a 2 to 3 cart length difference as they work their way up the back straight around the top of the circuit. It's certainly Chibuteri well out in front. He's got a 3.7 second lead now over Wishkiss, who is trying to hold on to that second position, as Johnson now is right within grasp. Whiskers protects the inside line. That runs him wide through Revolution. And it will allow Johnson to take the lead here as they started the final lap. So, Johnson up into second. Whiskers, he's got some speed now. He's got some momentum as they head up the back straight. What can Whiskers do? He goes back up the inside him. Johnson goes for the crossover move. Shuateri's going to win this, but the battle is definitely for second as Shuateri takes the victory. Now, it's the battle for second, and Johnson, he holds on. A great fighting battle. Whiskers, he's upset. He knows he's thrown away at least a second position here, and it will be Johnson, Whiskers, then Chancellor and Granger. What an exciting conclusion to the rookies racing here today. It's brought to you by the Canberra Cart Shed for carts, parts and engines. You can check them out online at www.cartshed.com.au or give Brick Staples a call on 0438 303 224. Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozone, offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays of Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Every second Wednesday of the month, join us at the Canberra Kart Racing Clubhouse for our monthly club meeting. Get involved and support the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Have your say in what you want from your club. The Canberra Kart Racing Club, meeting here every second Wednesday night of each month.
Already underway with the Senior National Final, and Harrison Knight certainly has dominated racing here today and is well out in front. Terence Werner in second position and Gary Edmonds is sitting in third currently. As well, Werner is actually leading, so I think Knight's just giving Werner a bit of a advantage here, because Knight has now decided to get past Edmonds, and it will be a, well, I think it's a foregone conclusion that Harrison Knight's going to win this one, but we'll see what he does in the process of getting to the victory. He's given Werner an opportunity now to open up a handy buffer. So the lead that Werner had was almost 2 seconds, and at the end of the second lap, Werner's throwing it sideways into the pit turn. That's going to be difficult for him, because the gap after one lap is down to 0.3 of a second. So Harrison Knight just closed up onto the back bumper. Now he could probably make the pass at will here as he makes the move on Terence Werner. So Werner, shuffle. Oh, Knight runs off the circuit now. Didn't try to go into the dip that time. Werner and Knight were side by side at that point of the racetrack, but really, there's just not too much in the way of battle here, because Harrison Knight is like 2 seconds a lap quicker than Terence Werner, although Werner is currently leading the race. So Werner out in front between So Werner leading the way here from Knight as Harrison closes up on him again. So Harrison now looks to make the move, going down the pit straight. Oh, Werner holds him off for the moment. So Werner and Harrison cross the start-finish line. The gap at the start-finish line, 0.054 of a second. And Werner now shuffled back to second position as Knight looks over his shoulder and thinks, all right, do I start driving off into the distance now or do I have some more fun? It's a little bit like that today for Harrison Knight. He's been having a lot of fun out there, and perhaps that explains a lot more of what's going on. So as Werner across the start-finish line, in fact it's Knight now in front of Werner, the change being made on that last lap. Edmonds is just sitting there trying to click off some laps, but he's at the last lap, his best, a 41.517, and Knight, the first lap of clean racing he's done. Well, in fact, that wasn't even his first lap of clean racing, because that was the lap he passed Terence Werner on, but it was a 39.2, and Werner was a 40.2, so already Werner was a second a lap slower, and that was even after he passed him. So Knight's first real clean lap, 39.0, Werner a 40.4, and Edmonds coming across the line with a 41.3. So half race distance now completed, and it is Knight leading the way. Knight out to a 2.3 second lead, and that was in the two laps that he's led this race. It'll be even more this time across the line, as Knight now across 39.09, so another good consistent lap, and the gap now 3.7 seconds between himself and Terence Werner. So race leader Harrison Knight, he had an interesting run in the sportsman restricted final, and he would be frustrated that he made so many mistakes in that final that cost him quite a number of spots, and he's making up for it now by having a very dominant performance here in the Senior National Heavy Final. So out now the gap to 5 seconds, another 39.0 second lap, a 39.027. That's the best lap of the race for Harrison Knight, but it's about his fourth lap in the 39.0s, which just shows he's a very consistent, smooth driver in these national karts. Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavy are up next, followed by Junior Max, and then we conclude the program with Sportsman Light. The 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. The Canberra Kart Shed, of course, for spare parts, accessories, tyres, karts, kart setup and repairs. And don't forget, they are also the engine rebuilders and have engine dyno facilities. They are Freckle Engines, of course. And you can find out more about the Canberra Kart Shed at www.kartshed.com.au, or you can give Brett a call on 0438 303 224. It's the Canberra Kart Shed for karts, parts and engines. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club here in this 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So as the leaders now heads up the back straight once again, he's now out to a 7.8 second lead, and that last lap, a new best for him, a 38.862. He's had a 38.937, so he's actually going quicker here at the end of this race, by some margin. 38.897 this time by. So some great driving here by Harrison Knight as they works his way through the dip and up the back straight for the final time. So Knight will take the victory here from Werner and Edmonds. It'll be Sportsman Heavy and Sportsman Super Heavy up next here in this 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Checkered flag at the ready, and Harrison Knight will take the victory. Terence Werner comes home in second, and Gary Edmonds back there in third.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required sizes and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So getting set now for Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavy. Just waiting for them to come out onto the track. Don't know what the hold-up is at the moment, but they're coming out onto the circuit now. And it will be, from the pole, the six of Robert Hogan. His first meeting in the Sportsman Heavy after moving up from Restricted Sportsman. And he has had a very solid start. Two wins and a second place. And that will start him on the pole ahead of John McCabe in the 16 cart. Row 2 is Barry Laver in the 7 and Eddie Ruiz in the 26. The defending club champion just moving down a weight grade here to run in club and in sportsman heavy rather than the super heavies. Andrew Hemphill will start out at position number 5. Then in the Super Heavies, Greg Williams in the 15. Peter Beaton in the 69. Michael Hannaford in the 31. And Warren Hall starts in position 9. So, just a lap away from a start here. Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavies, 12 laps the distance. Reminder, if you've lost a EVS neck brace, looks like it's for a cadet or a rookie. An EVS neck brace has been handed up here in the control tower. It was found over near the canteen. So if you're missing an EVS neck brace, please come to the control tower to pick it up. As we get set for a start this time by Robert Hogan to bring him down here in cart number 6. John McCabe in the 16. As we get set for a start, away and racing, and Hogan gets the jump. McCabe goes immediately into second position. Laver back there in third. Laver in the 7 cart, the Hydro Industries cart, ahead of the 51 now of Hemphill. The 26 of Eddie Ruiz sits back there in fifth position now, with Williams, Beaton, Hannaford and Hall running there through the Super Heavies. And in fact, looks like Williams was about to give Eddie Ruiz a bit of a kick along. In fact, it wasn't. It was Hemphill now who's shuffled back down a spot from Ruiz. So Ruiz up into fourth. Then it's Williams, Beaton, Hall ahead of Hannaford. So Michael Hannaford has had some problem here in the early going of this Super Heavy final. Around the top of the circuit, Robert Hogan leads the way, as Hogan had a half a second advantage across the line the first time round. Hogan, your race leader, across the start finish line, his first flying lap, a 33.35 ahead of McCabe, still by half a second. McCabe's lap, a 33.39, so not much between those front two. Laver, a 33.7, and then it's back to Eddie Ruiz, who's 33.5, and he is about 1.9 seconds behind the leader in Robert Hogan. So Hogan leads the way from the 16 of McCabe, Labor and Ruiz. Williams up ahead of Hemphill now. Beaton, Hall and Hannaford running order here in lap number 3 is complete. So it's still Hogan out in front, just losing a little bit of ground on that last lap to McCabe, who put in a great lap, fastest lap of the race, a 33.24. Hogan tries to respond. He goes with a 33.1. A 33.1 for Robert Hogan in the 6 car. The 16 car to John McCabe, a 33.218 that time by. So as the leaders head up the top of the circuit, Laver, a 33.3, Ruiz, a 33.083. Fastest man on the circuit is running in fourth position. Eddie Ruiz, in getting pressure applied to him on the form. In fact, Ruiz is off the circuit. So Eddie Ruiz off the circuit after setting the fastest lap of the race so far. In fact, it's just been bettered now, and it's now Hogan with a 33.028, who now has got the fastest lap of the race. He has the lead by 0.6 of a second. So as we approach half race distance, 6 laps down, 6 laps to go. It is Hogan who leads. Now into the 32s, a 32.907 to a 32.943 for John McCabe. They head up the back straight. It's still Hogan, McCabe, Laver now in the Hydro Industries. Tony Cart runs in third, looking good for a podium. Williams and Beaton, well, they've had some good battles over the years. Beaton just trying to close up the gap between himself and Greg Williams in the 15 car. So Williams now with a 0.3 of an advantage over Beaton. That's about 2 to 3 car lengths as they come up over the rise and head onto the back straight. Hogan, McCabe, Labor. Labor in third position, just sitting 2.8 seconds back off the leader. Hogan now almost out to a second advantage over John McCabe. His last couple of laps have been good, and 32.9 last time by, very consistent as well, improving every time. So race leader Robert Hogan from McCabe, then it's Laver in the 7 car, back then to the super heavies of William Beaton and Hall. Hannaford back there in 7th position with Hemphill and Ruiz off the circuit. Ruiz off down in turn number 1, and I think Hemphill might have withdrawn from the event heading back to pit lane. So Hogan still clicking off 32.9s. McCabe responded that time with a 9.7. So the gap still remaining at 1 second as we come down to 3 laps remaining. In fact, check that, it'll be 2 laps remaining this time by, as Hogan sets himself up through the pit turn once again, looking very comfortable, now making the move out of the restricted sportsman into the sportsman heavy class and doing a great job. Not bad to win his first meeting in stepping up to the heavies. As they head up the back straight, it is Hogan, McCabe, Laver, One, two, and three. The Super Heavy's battle continues on. And it's still Greg Williams with the advantage over Peter Beaton. Williams looking to hold on here and take another victory in 2012. White flag is out. Leader Robert Hogan with a 32.7 last time by. He's just eclipsed his best lap of this race. Hogan heads around the top of the circuit. He wants to put an exclamation point on this victory. McCabe sits back there in second spot and had no answers for Robert Hughes, who takes the checkered flag. Hogan takes the victory from McCabe. Then it's back to Laver in third. Then it's back to Williams, first of the Super Heavies, with Beaton and Hall finishing on the podium in third place in the Super Heavies with Hannaford. Well, that battle's still going on, in fact, as they head down into the pit turn for the final time. Hannaford trying to throw everything at him, but Hall will hang on for that final podium position. Some great racing in the Sportsman Heavies. Junior Max are up next here in the eighth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian-Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Sublow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in the Junior Max Final. It'll be Alex Nicholson starting from the pole. Nicholson, who has dominated racing here today. Corey Donnelly in the 61 kart starts out of position number 2. Chris Cooper in the 94 starts out of position number 3. The 17 is Josh Hemphill. The 29 is Kieran Farley. As we get set for racing, in good formation now at the top of the circuit, hopefully underway shortly. Junior Max will be followed by Sportsman Light to close up the eighth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. Racing about to get underway. Junior Max, and it's Donnelly who gets a huge jump. Hemphill goes with him. Hemphill up the inside of Donnelly in the 17 cart. So Hemphill out of position number 4 is your early race leader. Don't know what Donnelly was thinking sitting that wide. going into turn number one, but with the shade over the circuit now, just didn't have the grip that he expected to have heading into Revolution Race Gear turn number one for the first time. Well, it gives Hemphill now the opportunity to set up a bit of an advantage. Hemphill, who had 2/5 and a third in racing today, will be looking to try and finish it off with a podium finish at least. Donnelly sits back there in second with Nicholson back there in third position. So Donnelly now working his way through the dips. Got Nicholson right on his back bumper. Nicholson to the outside or makes the pass before the kink into the top turns. So Alex Nicholson up into second position. No surprise there. He's closed up onto the back of Josh Hemphill in the 17 already. And as they come down into Revolution Race Gear turn number one, it's still Hemphill, Nicholson, then Donnelly. A gap before we get to Cooper, and rounding out the field is Farley. Race leader is still Hemphill, but here comes Nicholson. Nicholson makes the pass heading into the top turns. Now, can Hemphill hold off the challenge from Corey Donnelly as the 61 cart closes in on the back of the 17? They come across the start-finish line now. Nicholson out to a 0.6 of a second advantage, and he only took the lead at the top of the circuit. An amazing speed that he's finding in this kart, a 33.396 as he heads up the back straight, was Nicholson's last lap time, to a 34.1 for Hemphill and a 33.8 for Donnelly. So Donnelly now makes the pass, or looks to try and make the pass on Hemphill, but can't make it at the moment. To the inside, Donnelly now, and going into turn number one, it will be Donnelly up into second position. Hemphill back to third. Now, can Hemphill stay on the back bumper of Donnelly in that Monaco cart? In that Arrow cart with the Above and Beyond Wardrobes sponsorship, and be able to hold off the battle of Cooper and Farley behind him to take that final podium position. Nicholson, he had a 1.4 second gap last time past the start finish line. That gap now 2.066 of a second. Donnelly's last lap a 33.5. Nicholson's a 33.0. Nicholson's best lap a 33 even. So is Hemphill back to third. Cooper and Farley having their battle, which is going the way of Cooper at the moment. Cooper with the advantage. He's had just been able to keep his cart in the right position as Farley looks to try and make a move in the 29 cart, but can't get past the 94 of Chris Cooper. Farley with the slightly faster lap than Cooper, a 33.889 to a 33.892. At the front of the field, though, no one's touching Alex Nicholson with a 32.856, his last time by. He goes to a 32.576 Nicholson in the 5 cart this time by, and extends his lead to 3.5 seconds. Donnelly now sits in second. His best lap, a 33.2. So Nicholson, about 0.8 of a second quicker than the second place runner. And then it's back to Hemphill, who's a 33.21, his best lap of the race so far. So two laps remaining as Nicholson clicks off lap number 8, another 32.4 second lap. So he's going quicker and quicker, and now is 1 second quicker than Corey Donnelly, who went through at a 33.448 to Nicholson's 32.422. So as they head up the back straight now, Hemphill is not letting Donnelly get away. That gap is still 0.4 of a second. In fact, the Cooper-Farley battle now, as we come to a lap to go, last time across the stripe there was just 0.08 of a second between them. In fact, it was 0.89 of a second, the gap. Across the line again, 62 thousandths of a second, that gap between fourth and fifth place. And in fact, Farley has made the pass now on Cooper. So Farley getting past Cooper here at the start of the final lap. Meanwhile, Alex Nicholson is driving on to victory, and Nicholson takes the checkered flag. Nicholson with the win. Donnelly comes home in second, and third place will be Josh Hemphill. Farley comes home in fourth, and Cooper in fifth place. Some great racing there from Junior Max. Sportsmanlike conclude the racing program for the Canberra Kart Shed 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction. That's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for the final of Sportsman Light, our final race of this weekend, the 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. Matthew Cooley starts from the pole, Chris Gillette out of 2 in the 41 kart, then it's the 94 of Adam McCoy, the 53 of Corey State, and the 4 of Billy Segaris. Getting set for a start. Away and racing, and it's Gillette off the outside that got the early lead. Oh, Cooley's been spun off going into turn number one. As they work their way through the S's now, it's McCoy who leads the way from Gillette. Then it's back to State and Segaris, and unfortunately for Cooley, he will push his cart off the circuit and take no further part. So Matthew Cooley, who won three races here today, has a DNF in the final. McCoy sits there at the front of the field now with Gillette 0.6 of a second behind him. Then it's State and Segaris as they work their way up the back straight once again. So McCoy in the 94 cart. Gillette in the 41. Well, they'll realise that that top step on the podium now is an open book, because both of those drivers could conceivably take the victory. Gillette had a second and two thirds. McCoy a third, second and third across the weekend. So, in fact, Gillette had a second, third, second. McCoy was third, second, third, and at the moment McCoy leads the field, but Gillette closing in on him, trying to make the move, coming off the top turn, and I think it is going to be the 94, just holding off the 41. McCoy holding off Gillette. They work their way down into Revolution Race Gear turn number one once again. So the race leader heads up into the back straight. McCoy and Gillette. State and Seguris working their way around the top of the circuit. It's battle at the front of the field. And it is definitely McCoy with Gillette pushing as hard as he possibly can. Of course, one more person comes off here and everyone who finishes gets a trophy. So it's interesting when they're battling that hard at the front of the field. We saw a first corner incident. See Matthew Cooley out of the running. And now it is nose to tail into the pit turn once again. McCoy and Gillette into turn number one. Oh, Gillette just gets into the back of McCoy that time. Nose to tail as they come off. That's given McCoy a bit of breathing room here. McCoy would be happy with that, as he works his way around the top of the circuit. The gap out now to 0.1 of a second. That's been the biggest gap we've seen for some time. McCoy and Gillette across the line. McCoy in the 94, Gillette in the 41, then it's back to Corey State in the 53 and Billy Seguris in the 4 cart, rounding out the runners. 0.3 of a second the gap last time by for McCoy, but looks like he made a mistake down the bottom of the circuit because Gillette is closing in on him again. So Adam McCoy heads down the pit straight, looking through the pit turn now. As he comes across the line, McCoy and Gillette, 0.2 of a second between first and second. That's a cart length at these speeds. Nothing at all between the two at the front of the field. State is 4 seconds behind the leader. Seguris is 7 seconds behind the leader. But the battle is definitely at the front of the field, where McCoy and Gillette are nose to tail again. Adam McCoy in the 94, leading the way. Chris Gillette trying to close up the gap. 0.2 again at the start-finish line. Gillette tried to make a lunge going into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. He couldn't quite make it. Lost a little bit of ground that time in doing so. He'll close it up as they head up the back straight for the final time. The Kart Shed, 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Coming down to the wire here in Sportsman Light, the final, with 3 laps left to run. It's nose to tail across the start finish line. The gap between first and second, Gillette and McCoy look like they got together again. It was 0.072 of a second last time by, as they worked through the back straight once again. And McCoy has opened up a slight buffer, and around the top of the circuit it closes up as Gillette seems to have some great straight line speed, but just doesn't have enough to close off the deal. Gillette again closing the gap down to nothing. He just can't get his car into the right position to force the issue. McCoy with some great racecraft, not quite as quick at the moment as what Chris Gillette is. Gillette with the fastest lap of the race, a 32.301. The fastest lap for McCoy, a 32.447. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, the white flag is out this time by. Gillette looked like he might have got into the back of McCoy that time. He goes round the outside. McCoy, he'll swing wide. Gillette stays on the inside. They're side by side. Through the S's, a touch. And McCoy and Gillette. Well, McCoy comes off the better for it. And McCoy will take the victory. Gillette looks over his shoulder. He realises that now he just has to save second place. but a side-by-side battle into the S's for the final time, and then Contact sees Adam McCoy lead this one to the checkered flag, and Adam McCoy takes the victory. Gillette comes home second, State's home in third, and in fourth place are Billy Segouris. Thanks to all the officials who have worked tirelessly through the day, and also thanks to the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, including the major sponsor of Round 8 of the Club Championship, the Canberra Kart Shed. We look forward to seeing you back here at the Canberra Kartway for the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, and that will be on the 16th of September. Until then, have a safe trip home.